This week on Video Death Loop.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Plus, and this is where we hide the bodies. Hey, everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast, the one and only. Full stop. No, none of them are still around. It's just us.
We did it. We killed them all.
Finally. Take that. Take that, Ira Glass.
Yo, my brother and me. Now, none of them. Zero. Zero brothers. Just John and Aaron. Aaron and John. Video Death Loop.
Giant Bob. More like giant quitters. They all quit.
Yeah,
it's kind of half true. Yeah. Hey, actually, no. Video Death Loop. We watch a video on loop until we can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. How are we doing, John?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. As I'm glad that we. As a society, everyone but us decided to stop making podcasts. It's like just giving us the market. It's great.
It's not bad. I mean, it's pretty roomy. It's pretty roomy. Yeah. I don't know. I feel there's still a lot of podcasts. I mean, it's just one of the. It's just
a lot.
I mean, there's like the thing is though. It's like there's just podcast fans, and then there's people who have never heard of them. Right? It's like you're never gonna get like another story. Like here's the hottest podcast. It's like a cross platform big hit. It's just everyone that likes podcasts. It's like Warframe, like the video game Warframe or GTA 5 Online. The people that play GTA 5 Online, there's billions of them, but you never hear about it. You just know that they're doing that in the background. It's just this that you just know it's happening. You can relax. There's nothing big is going to happen. They're just going to be playing GTA 5 Online. And there's just a lot of them.
And it's very unsuspecting. You're not sure if they you wouldn't know this about them if you looked at them like it's like I bet that person plays GTA Online or plays Warframe or something.
I've never met a person that told me that they played GTA 5 Online, but I've probably met people that played GTA 5 Online, but they just wouldn't talk about it because it's their secret shame, kind of like listening to Video Death Loop.
Video Death Loop, your secret shame.
That's another good slogan, your secret shame. Yeah. I mean, don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it a secret.
Tell your friends.
Don't put that lamp under a bushel.
Shame your friends.
Shame your friends. Make everyone get in some sort of like a podcast shame kink.
Oh, I think I think that's a good like next party you go to. You like that's a conversation starter. It's like, so tell me about like what is the podcast you don't want to tell me about, but you're going to tell me about. Like, what are you listening to that you don't want anyone else to know about? But what's your podcast bucket, like your bucket list right now, I guess?
Do a humanity public service and let someone talk to you about their podcast and just be engaged with that. Smile and nod. And not the podcast they record. Mm-hmm. But the one they listen to, and they don't know anyone else that like listens to it. They just do, and just let them tell you about it.
All right,
that's how we make the world a better place today.
You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to you don't have to dedicate yourself. You're letting them vent. You're letting
it's
them
too
vent
late
about
to get
podcasting.
In. It's too late to get in. They're 13 years in. There's so many in jokes. Mm-hmm. It's completely impenetrable to a new audience.
Right.
You'd have hundreds of thousands of hours of content to listen to. Hey, you know what? You know what's also impenetrable?
What? What's that?
The secrecy around the video I've chosen for this week.
Okay. All right. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
No, you don't. As the host, I 100% know what it is. I 100% know what it is. It's a good one. It's a good one. Actually, I did not check to see if we've ever watched this or something like this before. Ooh. So we could be. That's very exciting in Video Death Loop Land, is when we pick the same video twice. It's only happened once. It's John's very public shame. It's not a secret shame of his.
Yeah, definitely have done that on the podcast, and we just rolled with it.
It was fine. We'll do it. We'll do it. But as the host, I've picked out this video. I know what it is. John, as the co-host, does not know what it is. And we're going to watch it on loop until we just can't take it anymore, starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, what do you have for me? Oh,
get in here, John.
I don't have my Planeteer ring. I don't know. I don't know if we can do this.
Summoning Captain Planet.
Yep. Captain Planet with the perfect flat top, ready to save our environment.
That's sick.
That, I mean, yeah,
it's also 17 seconds long, so we're going to see Captain Planet materialize a lot.
I mean
a lot.
There's a whole there. It's just like the short, and they're just pumping their hands in the air and like kind of.
No, it's like a clip from a video. It's not like the opening theme song to Captain Planet. That's not what I picked. I picked the Planeteers summoning Captain Planet, probably in like the last, you know, 3/4 of an episode, like right before the climax.
Yeah,
the rising action, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I should have picked the theme song. That would have been all right.
This is a perfect loop, though, because it didn't. I could not tell where it actually like loops over in it, and I just thought it was just still going on the first loop. But there,
I almost picked the first time they did it because I did find a pretty decent clip of the first time. Actually, should we explain Captain Planet for
He's going to take pollution down to zero.
I feel like there's a really hard line of like age that like they've got no idea what a Captain Planet is.
I mean, he's a captain of the planet in some ways, but in more ways than one. So
it was a cartoon on in the late 80s, early 90s.
Early 90s.
About a group of children, teenagers,
world travelers. They were from different areas of the world.
They're all from different. Did they say countries or different areas of the world? Because some of them are very much from a country, and some of them are from a whole fucking continent. Because
you got your USA representative. I do not remember any of their names.
I remember some of their names, and I bet through osmosis we could, or just through talking, I think we could figure it out. But anyway, they're living in a time where pollution is out of control, and a cartoon Whoopi Goldberg gives them. It was Whoopi Goldberg, right? That gave them.
In the show it was Gaia.
Yes.
This was the era of Whoopi Goldberg cameos and everything. So I would not be surprised if we go back.
This was a fucking full on like recurring role.
Yeah.
Okay. She played a lady named Gaia who lived in like Earth Base or something. I don't know where the fuck. It was just like a real pretty place that where they lived in harmony with nature. And she gave all of these kids rings for some reason that could each summon elemental powers.
Yeah.
And if they shot all the rings beams together, it would summon like a dude, like a superhero guy.
Dude in like just tight pants, just in a flat top and weirdly blue, but
green hair. Mm-hmm. He wears underwear and he has like a dickie on, it's just like covers his shoulders that has like the Planeteer logo on it. And man, so what I was about to say, I found a clipping from the first episode of Captain Planet, of the first time they summoned Captain Planet,
right?
And I was very tempted to use it. Not because of the animation quality, because the animation quality was great. Like all cartoons, the first episode is the pilot. They're trying to sell it. They go all out on animation. So that first episode's animation looks great. And then as it goes on, they get cheaper and cheaper. And this is clearly from much later. Because there's a point where they're all like moving and it's like 3 frames of animation that they loop.
They're not even like pumping both arms, and a couple of them are only like pumping one arm. They're going like, "Yeah, go planet." Yeah. Like I don't think Russia and South America are really into summoning Captain Planet at this point.
Yeah, they're like, "You know, we probably could have figured this out." But yeah, so the kids, I know a few of their names. I don't remember the dude from the United States. He's got red hair. Yes. He's got the fire ring, which is like obviously the coolest fucking ring.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember his name. But I remember the kid's name that got the heart ring, which is the joke even as a child that we realize. It's like four of the Captain Planet's
Earth
rings are like earth, fire, wind, and water, which are fucking devastating to give like a 16-year-old the ability to summon like a tidal wave. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. And then one of them has the power of heart, which is a very ill-defined power.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, it seemed to be, like, mostly used to, like, befriend animals, I think, in the show.
Yeah, which fucking bullshit, man. Like, could you want to start fires on command, or do you want to be friends with a squirrel? It's like, listen, I want to melt this building with a ring. I don't want to be friends with a woodland creature.
Right, right.
So, but his name was Mati. I remember that. I remember his name was Mati, and he is one of those poor Captain Planeteers that got relegated to being from a continent. He is from South America.
Yeah.
And I remember the wind girl.
She's Russia, I think.
She's from Russia, so she gets a whole ass.
Wait, hold on. Was she from Russia or
she's from the USSR?
Okay,
she's definitely from the Soviet Union. Now that I'm thinking about it, she's definitely from the Soviet Union because this was before the wall fell.
Yes.
Not that there was a wall in the Soviet Union, but I believe the Berlin Wall came down at a very similar time as the Soviet Union. Yeah,
very symbolic at this point. So,
her name was Linka. Her name was Linka.
I forgot that actually. Aaron, this dialogue like for the character names going to be mostly you because I'm trying to think of them and I guess like I even thought like Mati's name wrong. So it was like, oh okay. I am useless. The Captain Planet, his name is Captain Planet.
His
I know
name
that one.
Is Captain Planet. We don't know if he ever was promoted to like, you know, Colonel Planet. We don't know. We never get to see him as an enlisted, you know, private planet.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets to start his career as a captain.
Yeah, he went through the ROTC training for Earth and didn't go any further. He just thought, you know, like, I'm here just to get a education.
And I think I've got two more. I think I've got them all except the American kid's name. I think now that we're talking. Okay, so then there was, and this is another one. She doesn't get to come from any particular country. She's from Asia, the biggest fucking continent. Well, I guess it's not the biggest continent. The most populous continent. Mm-hmm. She gets to be from it. Her name, I'm pretty sure, is Gi. I think it's Gi.
Okay.
I think. I'm 85% sure.
I think most of the other kids that were not like United States or Russia were just from countries actually in this, because I'm pretty sure like one of them is just from, they say Africa, I think.
Yep. And that is, and then we're back to the last one. He is from he's got the Earth ring. He's from Africa, and I think his name, oh man, I think I've got it fucked. I think his name is Kwame. I think his name is Kwame. And the very funny thing about Kwame, if you listen, is that he is voice acted by the same dude that does Hermes from Futurama. Just listen real close and you can imagine him talking about limbo dancing to Professor Farnsworth.
Aaron, I just looked up the names of the Planeteers, the Captain Planet Planeteers.
And, yeah.
You're right on all everything, like four out of five on that.
Yes, four out of five. I'm at 80%. I've got a B minus on Kwame remembering voiced, Planeteer names.
Kwame voiced by LeVar Burton. Damn. Okay. All right.
Oh, shit. Right. Is Hermes LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
Holy ball. Or am I wrong about that? Does Hermes just sound just like LeVar Burton?
I mean, LeVar Burton just does a lot of roles, too. So
I mean, that's possible. That's possible. Oh, you're right. Now that I'm, why did I go to Hermes from Futurama instead? instead of LeVar Burton? Why is that his most memorable role to me? Read books to me on the TV every day when I was a child? How about Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge from like my favorite television show from the age of like 8 to 13? Why did I think of a bit character from a cartoon? A different cartoon.
I'm sorry. Hermes was voiced by Phil LaMarr.
They sound exactly the same in cartoon voice. It's the same voice to me. There's no way that's LeVar Burton.
Yeah, that's
I don't believe IMDb.
From I'm looking at. Are you talking about for Captain Planet?
Yeah,
looking at Wikipedia. The encyclopedia that anyone can edit, Aaron.
Yes.
But would you like to guess though what the name of the American is?
Man,
do you think you can hazard a guess?
Man, if we start talking about other things, I might. Because sometimes my brain works in a way where if I talk about other things, it'll kind of like go off on its own and think about what I was trying to think of and then come back to it.
All right. Yes. Okay.
So what do you think? What's your ring? What's your planeteer ring? First of all, if you were given a planeteer ring, which one would you want? And would you hang out with the other planeteers?
Oh, man.
Wait a minute, Sean, as your current age, as like a 40-year-old man.
Like they didn't take it's like, well, you saved pollution. You got to give back the ring now.
Yeah, that one planet. No, I'm saying that like you've got to travel around saving the fucking planet with them.
Okay. All right.
And you've got to deal with all of these like just irritating as shit multicultural teenagers. Constantly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I would probably at some point
for try to 1 year out, like, for 1 year for you one get year. To keep okay. the ring 2 years. 2 years is more of a commitment. 2 years, okay. You've got to deal with some shit there, right? Okay. Like, yeah. And I think there's a lot of thought that you're going to have to put into this because it's 2 fucking years, okay? And this is a full time thing.
That's like a military. Thing in most countries, yeah. Actually, yeah,
yeah, yeah, full time, 2 years saving the planet, got to hang out with these teens.
Okay.
You do get your choice of ring.
Okay, I do get
Gaia,
to choose.
Gaia says you get to pick first. Whichever ring you pick, that planeteer is gone.
Oh God! Like eradicated or just like fired?
Yeah, Gaia kills them.
God. Oh God. That's a little like, do I know that going into it?
No, you okay. do not. No, okay. You find that out after your right. 2 years.
Like,
hey, you give the ring back. Like, oh, no, you get to keep the ring. I'm sorry, you get to keep the ring.
It'd be like, you know what? I'm tired of being a planeteer. I'm just gonna give you the ring back. You can give it back to whoever had it before. It's like, oh, they died. Yeah, what? We murdered them.
Yeah, we killed Monty. He's done.
Yeah. I think I would, out of all of these, I think I would go with the power of water, actually. Because, like, who doesn't want a good drink?
Explain.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, traveling the world. Globetrotting, if you will. Sure. Thirsty endeavor. You know, not everywhere in the world has the same amount of water in there. It doesn't explain. Okay. Doesn't explain what type of water is coming out of the ring, to be fair. If it's like.
I think it can be just damn near anything.
Okay. So it can be like salt or fresh water.
Yeah,
or
I think
something.
You can go salt. You can go fresh. You can probably go ice. If we're gonna talk, how do we count water, John? What is one water?
When it's coming out of the ring onto the polluter's face, it's one water. But
one water. Okay, fair. Yeah, fair. Yeah. Yeah, I think you go ice. I think you go steam.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't say it's got to be liquid ass water.
No,
again, people. people are always thinking liquid water. There's a lot of other kinds of water, at least two. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, who doesn't like, you know, at the end of a hard day of planeteering at the end, like, you go in, the sauna's not working. Don't worry. Like, I got my ring on me. I got this. Gonna make some steam.
It's a strong. Okay, so you're getting drinks. You're getting, you know, saunas. You know, yeah. I mean,
someone gives me any lip, they get to drink from the fire hose, basically.
Yeah, strong. That is a strong.
Doesn't hurt. Strong. Doesn't kill them. Maybe unless they accidentally drown, which that is not my fault. That is part of the Planeteers. But
yeah, Gaia will be on that. Gaia, as we know, good at disposing of bodies quietly.
Yes.
What with the way that John has now killed Ghee from Asia to get her water ring. Way to go, John.
When I think about the Planeteers' names on there, I always think of like it sounds like Street Fighter 2, where they would like they're going to travel to the next country and go like Japan.
Yes,
but
Japan.
Except it's like Kwame, Africa kind of thing going on. Okay, yeah, no, I think I'm pretty firm on that. Water would be the choice in there. What about you?
Man, that's strong though, right? Like when you think about, man, fuck. Yeah. It depends on like the level of control you have, right? Mm-hmm. Because if it's, you know, it's sort of implied there's like a certain, they're not gods, right? Like fire ring guy from America can't just end the sun with a thought. Like he can't just snuff out the sun and cause the whole world to die. You know, like there's a certain level of, it's like a superhero level of control over this element, mm-hmm. like a non-broken superhero level of control. Water is good because I think 70% of the world covered in water.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of areas you can sort of, you know, surf on or whatever. You're like Iceman, but on, you know, water, I guess. You can sort of cause water things to go around. Wind is good. Wind you could fly. I think with just a little bit of control, you could fly with wind.
Okay.
No question. Like, and that's good. Like, good to fly, I think.
How does it... Remind me on the show, like when they summon the powers of their respective element, it comes from the ring, though. How are you going to control power of flight through the ring on that? Like you're going to be like in a very weird position, like trying to like hold down your fist, like down below, like kind of like it'd be awkward.
Sort of control it, right? Like it shoots up at first, and then it loops back around and goes underneath you. Or so, or fucking wear the ring on your toe. It could be a toe ring.
Hold on. Okay, the ring has different uses. Okay, I see.
Okay, yes. Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's a ring of metal with a power stone on the end of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find ways to do it. You can
get someone to refit the ring, put it on your toe. Okay, I'm for this. I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, so you could sort of fly out of your feet. I mean, you're gonna have to do some like, you know, squats and leg lifts. You're gonna need some core strength if you're gonna literally fly by pushing down with your feet.
Right.
Like that's gonna be tough. Earth, I have a hard time thinking of a cool use for, right? Like, I guess if your goal was to be rich, maybe you could use Earth to sort of feel out, you know, mineral deposits you could then buy the mining rights to or something.
Oh man, so like blood diamonds, got it.
Well, no blood diamonds. It's all you're all doing it yourself. No one's dying for the, can probably even just like
you might be raising like above and up a ground surface, causing little micro earthquakes on that.
I mean, Gaia might just get involved in a way that's very uncomfortable.
You know what? Gaia loves the earth and murder. The two things she loves the most.
Humans are a pestilence on the earth. Gaia wants nothing more than to get rid of humans. I promise. You that.
Yeah, they are a tool to which she extends the powers of Captain Planet.
Yeah, for sure. So Earth, you could, yeah, you could probably, like, I don't know, just shoot a beam of Earth down into the ground and a bunch of diamonds come up, emeralds, whatever you want to get done, oil. I mean, there's a lot of cool shit down there.
Yeah, okay.
So that it's would, like, Earth is very easy to turn into money, I think, if you needed to.
Yeah, you could do some stuff like flatten land and stuff like that, kind of make it suitable for housing or something.
You have the power of an excavator.
Yeah, SimCity 2000, make your level kind of thing.
Call me Bobcat Man. I'm ready to build some mixed use residential buildings.
You would be insanely popular in the Southeast. As like you would have a handyman job for anything, basically.
Yeah, I don't want to do a bunch of work. No, I'm trying to, like, I got to deal with teenagers for 2 years. Yeah. Oh, to get this power, and it, before I could use it for my own sick purposes, I'm going to have to run around and save the planet with it for a while, right? So I want it to be the most effective one I can. Okay. Heart, I mean, there's a lot of ethical questions about Heart, because there's definitely, I remember an episode of Captain Planet where, like, the Planeteers refused, it was like an alternate future or something, where the Planeteers refused to work together and they were all kind of like warlords and just like having superhero battles with one another. It's kind of badass.
Okay, but, I don't remember that. Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But Mati, he just like used it to hypnotize people into giving him small amounts of money. He was like a beggar, and he would use like Heart, and then they would give him money. Like it was real sad. It's a real pathetic alternate future. In the days of future past timeline, Mati gets fucked.
Yeah. He just didn't think big enough. Is like what a, like he did. Maybe he just would not. His heart was not into making war crimes happen.
No, no. The rest of the Planeteers ready to go though. Fucking ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh my god. Oh my god. My brain almost had what American Planeteer's name was. Oh, it was like, it was everything but. It was like a shadow outline. It was like name that Pokemon, but I couldn't.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. I saw it so briefly for a second.
I'm afraid of giving you a hint.
No, I don't want any fucking hints. I either want to succeed or fail on my own measures here.
Yeah, understandable. With the fire, did he just mostly like set things on fire? Is that all he did? Like just like used it as a flamethrower?
Yeah, that is the American pretty much. Way, but. Yeah, I mean, I remember he would like melt stuff sometimes. Like, I don't know. From like a kid's perspective, I definitely thought Wheeler, motherfucking Wheeler, yeah, is ding, his ding, name. Ding.
Yes, you are correct.
I definitely thought Wheeler had the coolest ring, but as an adult, I see I was very wrong.
Yeah,
like it's definitely water. Because the other thing, whatever I said about land, you could also apply to water. There's a lot of cool shit under the water too. Like you can do all that. You can drink anywhere. You can make saunas. You can like make shipwrecks come up out of the ocean and give you gold. Whatever the fuck you want to do, right? Like, you dig down far enough, you're gonna hit the water table. I'm sorry, water is just the best. Water's way better than Earth. Fuck Earth.
Yeah, for real. That's why the majority is water on there.
Yeah, it's water, man. It's water. It ain't even close. It's not even close. I mean, as a power, right? Like, if you wanted to, like, if you had to fight a dude with water, you could just, like, encircle them in a bubble of water and they drown. Or if you wanted to be real sick motherfucker, you could rip all of the water molecules out of their body and kill them immediately.
Oh god. Yeah, I mean, blood is the water in a
it's
sense.
It's 70% water. It's both the earth and human beings. 70% water.
You summon the you summon the ring, you fire it off, and it boil the blood in their body. Oh god.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ghee, but like Ghee could kill any one of the Planeteers without half of a thought. She just sees them as just mobile sacks of water that she has to talk to sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, not get stuck out in the water in the desert with Ghee. Ghee will definitely rip every bit of moisture out of you and drink you like a water vampire to save herself.
She doesn't even have to. She can just make water from the ring. She just does it for fun.
She does it for fucking fun. That is exactly right. Which is also why we have to pick it. Because I'm sorry, 16-year-old is not the person to have that power.
No.
Not in the least.
When they summon Captain Planet together, the other functionality of it, like they have to have all five rings in a close radius to summon, and Captain Planet, who is a unique individual with his own intelligence and ideas, who comes out
yes.
with the most perfect flat top/mullet.
It's awesome. His hair is awesome. There's no other way to describe it.
Mm. But is he? He is his own entity at that point, and like yep. he has all the powers at that point. Like, what is stopped? Like, it's just his love. Is it like Gaia? Is it just his love for the Earth that's only compelling him to go fight the evil? Like, what if they just summon him like for poker night or something? They need a sixth person
for poker like, night. I mean, yeah. I think the implication is that. Like, once the rings' powers have been combined, they can't use the rings anymore. Mm. I mean, not that that is, like, worth killing a person for. But Captain Planet doesn't... I mean, he desummons himself, right? Like, there's something about existence that Captain Planet finds, I don't know, not to his liking.
Dr. Manhattan's himself. He goes, like, I'm tired of this
Earth.
Yeah,
he destroys himself, yes. Ooh. Yes, okay. Exactly. Is Captain Planet in constant pain? Is that like some sort of... I mean, we know Gaia is a complete sicko. So if Gaia created Captain Planet, if he is mm-hmm. if he is a homunculus of power that Gaia has created, she create him to where every second of existence is agony? But he has an overwhelming urge to solve immediate... like pollution problems, and then it's like that overrides his pain. You know, he just values that more than pain. And then the second that the immediate power is done, it's his like just existence becomes so painful and miserable that he desummons himself.
Ooh, maybe it's like the he can hear the Earth, like the voices of the Earth, and the Earth is on constant pain and misery. Yeah. And it just like makes him go insane. It's like, I cannot live like this. Please let me separate back into your rings immediately.
Also, what if Captain Planet's memory isn't consistent between summonings? Right? Oh. Like, what if it's like Captain Planet's state of mind is frozen at a specific point, and as soon as he desummons, he essentially dies. And then the next time you summon him, he does not remember. Like defeating these polluters. Like otherwise his whole existence would be just this never ending vignette of fighting dudes that are trying to dump sludge into wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as soon as he solves it and he becomes overwhelmed with pain and he destroys himself again, then it just from his perspective, he's just back in existence again. Like, I assume he feels nothing while he is in his component powers
in the
Planeteer's rings.
He is in stasis at that point. So yeah, that's a good point. Like, nothing is remembered at that point. So maybe, like...
I mean, to keep him from going insane, you basically have to do that. You have to do that. You have to make sure that Captain Planet's memory is reset every time he's summoned.
Right. It's like maybe he only has like maybe there's requisite 2 minutes of cartoon time, and that's as much of time as he needs before he just starts going mentally unstable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, he's not a guy I would trust with all of that power for longer than just a couple minutes.
No, like, one planet should have all that power.
No. Fuck you. I'm tapping. I'm tapping. Government should have all that power. You're 100% right. They should. Yeah. They should. Yeah. Especially Captain Planet, the man whose entire life is fighting bad guys and living in agony.
Yeah. All I can think of is like, would you just start summoning if you realized this, would you start summoning Captain Planet for fun? Just to, like, it's like your miserable lot of teenagers alongside you. It's like, hey, check this out. Let's summon Captain America. He owes me $5. And he's not going to remember. It's going to be funny as hell.
Captain Planet, your memory is reset every time we summon you. Give us $5. Oh, okay. and then you de-summon him. Hey, Captain Planet, you still owe me $5 if you summon him again. You could constantly get $5 out of this dude if he could. And I think he could probably do it. If he has all of the powers of Captain, of all the rings, there's no reason he couldn't be the world's best counterfeiter.
Yeah, oh like, yeah.
The best counterfeiter.
And you go, see, Monty, this is what you should have done instead of like enslaving people with their minds.
Well, it's not like Monty could summon Captain Planet by his fucking self, though, could he?
Okay, you know, that's a great point. That's a great point.
And all the other Planeteers were fighting one another. They were fighting.
Like, kind of like... Yeah, like, I feel like any group of teenagers, if given enough time, enough power, I think they will start committing war crimes. I think, regardless of the scenario,
I mean, that's correct. There's no way. I don't. Gaia's intentions must have been ill towards the human race. Yes, she wanted to save the Earth. Okay, but humans. I don't think so. I don't think she was into that. I think she wanted them gone.
Yeah,
which is why you give a bunch of undeveloped brains the power of gods.
Oh yeah, yeah. The I had a
except for Gi, who is now dead because John killed her to take her ring.
Sorry, Gi.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that yet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a water eat water world.
Yep.
I did have a Captain Planet lunchbox in elementary school.
Dude, fucking nice.
Yeah, it had like Captain Planet, like had all the Planeteers on the thermos. All that. I was not the envy of any kids because everyone thought I was just dorky, but I was like, hell yeah, Captain Planet.
Dude, Captain Planet's awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Got to learn like valuable lessons about the environment.
I would love to see if Captain Planet was actually funded by some kind of a group, right? Because it could be one of two things. It could be an environmental group that, you know, put up the money to get Captain Planet made in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could be a group like Shell Oil, who had some sort of like massive, you know, like the Juan Valdez oil spill. Was it Juan Valdez? It was just Valdez oil spill, yeah. Right? Which was a massive oil spill back in the around this time.
Mm-hmm.
That may have been like court ordered to pay a certain amount of money to create anti-pollution ads or something, and they just came up with the idea of like Captain Planet. Like it's one of, I feel like there's no way someone was just like, this is the way that we can make some money by making a cartoon. There's just better, I just feel like there's better solutions to that. Yeah. This is either a non-profit group that is like mostly interested in actually doing environmental work, like the Rainforest Alliance or something, or it's Shell because they had to do it because of spills.
One or the other could be a feasibility.
Exxon was who did the Valdez. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Shell.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've committed other vast environmental tragedies, but it was the Exxon Valdez. Yeah. Juan Valdez was just the guy with the coffee.
Different kind of spill, basically. Yeah. On the Shell is like, we know Exxon and BP mostly for their spill. Shell's got, you know, Shell's, I'm sure it's got their own that in there in the process. But this is also the era of cartoons where we're like, hey, you know what, pollution. Like you can make a lot of cool little villains and sell action figures of these and cars and the Planeteers. They're all just wearing the same shirt but different color. That's all you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely. They monetize this in a big way. But if you were like a nonprofit group that created Captain Planet, like, wouldn't you sell some toys so you can make money to further your cause?
Yeah,
just what I'm saying.
We should
bing this right fucking now and find out. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna bing who created Captain Planet.
Okay. Oh, the other option is like, how many of those plastic figurines and toy and lunch boxes found their ways into pollution themselves? How much of Captain Planet is pollution itself?
Okay, John, it was option one. Environmentalists created Captain Planet.
Okay, all right.
But not just any environmentalists. It was Barbara Pyle, an environmental activist, and also Ted Turner, a media mogul and environmentalist.
Suddenly that robot chicken sketch takes a little bit more sense, actually.
Now that I'm looking out and Bing, there's different little bit of who did create Captain Planet. Wikipedia says Barbara Pyle and Ted Turner. And okay, I think that's right. IMDb suggests he was created by Nicholas Boxer, Ted Turner, Tom Beers, Bob Forward, Phil Harnage, Andy Hayward, a lot of motherfuckers made.
I mean, Wikipedia.
I'm going to go with Wikipedia. Guys, those guys were also listed, but they developed it. It was created by Barbara Pyle and Ted Turner. Now, who was Barbara Pyle? She is a driving force for the Planeteer movement, a worldwide effort of fans to the series to raise environmental awareness. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was number one. Okay, it's a little less. It's a little less, than I thought.
While you're looking at pictures of and information, just look at the picture of Ted Turner on Wikipedia, and just look at that real quick. He's looking into your soul. He's looking directly into your soul, and he's like, I know you're reading this because of you're making a podcast episode about Captain Planet, motherfucker. I know what you're doing right now.
don't even think I don't. I'm Ted Turner.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
That man could do anything. Except pick out a good tie. It's a fucking atrocious tie.
Oh, it's not great. It looks like a Christmas tree. Or Christmas gift, rather.
It does. Folks, hey, thanks for tuning in. Now you know about Captain Planet. You know about which rings we would pick. Mm-hmm. You know what percentage of the human body is water. I mean, you've learned a lot, really. In a big way, this has become an edutainment podcast for adults.
Sting voiced a character in this show. What the hell?
It's probably bad guy.
It's a bad guy. Yeah, it's like he was Zarm. And he was like voiced by David Warner after he left. It was like, what the hell? Damn.
Okay.
All right.
I like it. Yeah. Folks, thanks for tuning in. You can come back next week. Send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. Find us on social media, I suppose, if you're still into that. Come and just hang out, I guess. Find us in real life. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Why not?
Knock on my door and say, hey, what's up? I'm probably here.
It's up to you to figure out where we live. John, do you have anything to say before we go?
You know what? I'm going to take your favorite thing to say at the end of the week, and I'm going to say, have a good week.
See you, folks. Bye.
Bye.